Well, praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们祷告。
Oh, Father, I thank you so much for this day.
父，我们感谢你为着今天。
Thank you for the privilege, Lord, of being here.
给我们这样的机会，荣幸在这里。
Being strengthened to do your will.
能够被你从你得力来行你的旨意。
Of having the freedom, Lord, to teach your people.
有这样的自由，能够教导你的百姓。
Lord, thank you.
主，感谢你。
And I pray, Lord, that you would fill us with the Holy Spirit.
主，愿你圣灵充满我们。
That you would give us wisdom.
给我们智慧。
That we would know, Lord, how to do your will.
好叫我们知道如何行你的旨意。
Lord, we are utterly and totally dependent upon you.
主，我们完全在依靠你。
Lord, I thank you for your presence.
感谢你的同在。
For your mercies, Lord.
你的怜悯，主啊。
What is man that you should take thought of him?
人算什么？你已经顾念他。
Or the son of man that you should be concerned for him?
人子算什么？你已经顾念他。
Oh Lord, I bless your name.
主，我们祝福你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，感谢。阿门。
All right. Well.Let's go to John.
翻到约翰福音。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
有个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
Now, obviously, this is a very important man.
很明显，这是一个非常重要、德高望重的人。
But now I want to show you something that's so important.
我要你看见一件事情，很重要的。
A question.
一个问题，
actually.
一个问题，其实。
Why is Nicodemus here?
为什么尼哥底母会出现在这儿？
And why are the others not?
其他人没有出现。
Was he a better man than they?
为什么是他？是不是他比别人更好呢？
Well, if that's the case,
如果他更好的话
then
那么
are all men not equally depraved?
那难道不是所有的人都同样的败坏吗？
Why is he here?
为什么尼哥底母出现？
Is he a better man than the rest?
他是不是比平常人更高级、更好一点？
Well, then, if that's true, salvation is kind of based on our works, our own virtue.
若是如此的话，那么救恩就是靠我们的本质，靠我们的行为，靠我们的好行为了。
Or is he there because God is at work in his life?
或者因为神在他心中动工，所以他在这儿出现。
God is drawing him.
因为神在吸引他。
You see, this is very, very important.
这非常重要。
We always ask ourselves.
我们总是问自己。
Why do I believe?
为什么我会信？
I know so many people who were so much kinder and nicer than me in school.
我知道在学校里头有很多同学比我更温柔、更好、更善良。
Yet even till today, they want nothing to do with God.
但甚至到如今，我这些同学都不愿意跟神有任何关系。
How is it that God became the center of everything in my life?
神怎么会成为我生命的中心呢？
I wasn't seeking him.
我没有寻求他。
He sought me.
是他在寻求我。
I wasn't chasing after him.
我没有在紧紧跟随他。
I was running away.
其实我是在逃跑。
And he caught me.
但是他抓住我。
You see, we have to realize.
我们必须明白。
That if we're believing.
如果我们信，如今在信的话。
If we're seeking.
如果我们在寻求的话。
It's because he sought us first.
因为他先寻求了我们。
He came for us.
他来寻找我们。
Everything that is good in our life can be attributed to him.
我们生命中如果有任何良善的话，都是源于他。
No man seek God.
没有人寻求神。
That's Romans 3.
罗马书第三章，一个都没有。
Why is Nicodemus here seeking God?
为什么尼哥底母会来寻求神呢？
If no man seek God,
如果没有人寻求神，
how can we explain him seeking God?
我们怎能够解释尼哥底母来寻求耶稣呢？
Because God was seeking Nicodemus.
因为神现在寻求他，
drawing Nicodemus.
吸引他，
illuminating his mind.
光照尼哥底母的心。
And that's what this whole passage is about.
这就是这段经文的内容。
The new birth.
重生新生
Now this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
第二节，这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行啊。
Now remember how I told you that men were morally unable to come to God or obey God.
我们曾经讲过，人从道德上无能，没有能力来到神面前。
They cannot come to God.
他们不能来到神面前。
Because they hate Him.
因为他们天生恨神。
Now look at what he's saying in verse 2.
你看第二节他说什么话？
He's talking about the Pharisees.
他在讲那些法利赛人呢。
His group.
是。他们法利赛这一群人
The group that condemned Jesus and had him crucified
就是这一群人定耶稣的罪把耶稣钉死在十字架上的
We know that you have come from God
他说我们知道你是由神那里来的
Look at that
你看看
The religious leaders
这些是宗教领袖
They knew
他们知道
Why didn't they come with Nicodemus then?
那为什么这些法利赛人不跟尼哥底母一起来寻求耶稣呢？
Their hatred for God.
因为他们恨神。
You see, these weren't victims who just didn't understand.
这些不是那些可怜人啊，他们是受害者，他们不明白啊，不知道，无知啊，不。
They knew he was from God.
他们知道他是从神来的。
They knew that what he taught was from God.
他们知道他所教导的是从神来的。
The signs proved that God was with him.
耶稣行的神迹证明了神与他同在。
And they still rejected him.
但是他们仍然拒绝他。
Man's not a victim.
所以人不是受害者，无辜的。
He's a criminal.
他是一个害人者，他是凶手，他有罪。
It cannot be blamed on ignorance.
这不能够说我无知，不能够推卸责任。
All men know God.
所有的人都知道神。
They do not want Him.
但他们不要神。
Because God is good.
因为神是善良的。
And men are not.
而人是不善良的。
Now he comes to Jesus and he affirms the truth.
好，他来到耶稣面前，他肯定这个事实。
We know you're from God.
我们知道你是由神而来。
And Jesus basically says that's not enough.
耶稣说，哎，他基本上说，哎，不够。你知道我从神来，不够。
Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
第三节，耶稣回答，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Now notice this.
请注意啊。
He can't even see the kingdom of God.
他甚至不能见，看都看不到，不能见神的国。
It's not saying he can't go to heaven.
不是说他不能进天堂啊。
It's saying he can't even begin to understand what the kingdom of God is.
而说他甚至。连神的国他见都见不到开始理解都理解不了门都入不了
He can't see anything.
他啥都见不了没门
Now this is extremely important.
这非常重要
It shows that God must work in us.
这表明神必须先在我们里面动工
Before we can see.
然后我们才能见神
Before we can repent.
然后我们才能够悔改
And before we can believe,
然后我们才能够相信
God must have already done His work in us.
神必须已经在我们心里动了善功
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子
Let's say I have a dead man laying on the floor.
我们做个比喻，地上有个死人啊，躺在地上
And I look at him.
我看看他那个尸体
And I say,
我说
friend,
朋友啊
listen to me.
听我讲
There is a hospital near here.
这里有一个医院。
And they can put these things on your chest.
他们可以把这个东西放在你的胸上面。
And they will shock you.
他们可以把你电触一下。
And it will make your heart start again.
你的心就会重新再跳。
So let's go there.
咱们走吧。
Come on.
起来。
Get up.
起来。
Let's go to the hospital.
我们上医院去。
They can make you alive.
他们可以使你复活。
Do you see the problem?
你看问题在哪吗
If he's dead.
如果他死了。
He can't get up.
他就起不来。
He can't go to the hospital.
他就不能上医院。
He can't hear me.
他就听不见我说的话。
When I tell him to get up,
当我叫他起来
I must also have the power.
我必须有能力
to give him life.
赐给他生命
so that he can hear.
好叫他听见
so that he can respond.
好叫他回应
Look at Lazarus.
你看看拉撒路
Now think about this.
你想想啊
Lazarus, come forth.
拉撒路出来。
Here's a problem.
问题在。
He's dead.
他死了。
How did he even hear the command?
他怎么能够甚至听见神的吩咐？
He's dead.
他已经死了。
Jesus not only commanded him to come forth.
耶稣不仅仅吩咐他出来。
Jesus raised him from the dead.
耶稣也使他从死里复活。
In order for him to hear the command and obey it,
他要听见神的话，要顺服神的话。
Life had to be imparted to him.
必须要把生命先赐给他。
And we need to be careful we do not put the cart before the horse.
我们要很小心，不要本末倒置，把次序颠倒。
Modern preachers will say this.
现代的传道人会说
Believe.
信。
And you will be born again.
你就会重生。
But if you're not born again, how do you believe?
如果你没有重生，你怎么信呢？
Believe and God will give you life.
你相信，神就赐你生命。
But how can I believe if I don't have life?
如果我没有生命，我怎么相信呢？
And if I do have life, why do I need to believe? I already have it.
如果我已经有生命了，为什么还要相信？我已经信了，我已经有生命了。
Come to Jesus and trust in Him.
来到耶稣面前，信来耶稣。
And He will give you a new heart.
他就赐给你一个新心。
But how do I come to Him if I don't already have a new heart?
如果我没有一个新的心，我怎么能够来到他面前呢？
If my heart hates Him, how will I ever come?
如果我的心本来就恨他，我怎么会来到他面前呢？
Doesn't my heart need to be changed first?
我的心难道不需要先被改变吗？
And that is one of the great differences.
这就是一个最大的不同。
Between evangelistic preaching today.
就是今天的传福音的方法。
And the preaching of someone like Spurgeon.
和你像斯布真传福音的方法的不同。
Hold your place just for a second and go to 1 John.
我们再翻到手指放在约翰福音，再翻到约翰一书后面。
Chapter 5,
第五章。
Verse 1,
第一节。
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
凡信耶稣是基督的都是从神而生。
Now I don't know how it is in your Chinese text.
我不知道中文是怎么写的。
But in the Greek,
在希腊文是怎么说的？
Where we have here is born of God. What do you have?
是从神而生 born of God. Yeah.
Is born of God.
Yeah, yeah, they're all.
In the Greek.
用希腊文呢、啊、
It is perfect tense.
是完成式。
It says literally.
它的意思是
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ.
凡是信耶稣是基督的
Has been born of God.
就是已经是从而生的 Okay, okay.已经 already.
So the way that a person repents and believes is that they have been born again.
所以一个人能够悔改相信是因为他已经从神而生所以他悔改相信。
We're going to see this when we study Ezekiel.
当我们看以西结书的时候我们会看到。
We must proclaim the gospel.
我们必须传扬这福音。
But the Spirit of God must work.
但是神的灵必须先动工。
Men are not going to come to our message.
人不会来相信这个信息。
They are not going to understand.
他们不会了解。
And they are not going to accept even what they understand.
他们甚至他们了解的，他们也不会接受。
Unless the Spirit of God is making them alive.
神的灵先使他们活过来。
In order to even see the kingdom of heaven,
要看见神的国才能够。重生。
Now,
好。
We have taken this idea of being born again.
我们现在把这个重生的概念呢
，and reduced it to nothing more than a human decision.
把它变成了一个决志祷告，就是一个人的决志而已。
It's basically equivalent to make your decision for Christ.
重生得救变成了为耶稣决志。
We have lost this doctrine.
我们失落了这个教义，重生的教义。
That is so important.
其实是非常重要的。
Being born again.
重生。
Is the doctrine of regeneration.
就是重新被圣灵而生的这个教义。
It is where the Spirit of God comes.
就是当神的灵来。
And there are many ways of illustrating this.
有很多说明的方式啊，不同的例子。
The Spirit of God comes and takes out our heart of stone.
一个是神的灵来到我们里面，把我们这个石心拿出来。
And puts in its place a living heart of flesh.
然后就换了一个活着的肉心，软的。
Another way is that we are laying there as dead, dry bones.
另外一个表明方式，本来我们在那儿像一堆枯骨一样。
And the Spirit of God raises us from the dead.
然后神的灵使我们从死里复活。
The other way of looking at it is that we become new creatures.
另外一个表明的方式是我们变成了新造的人。
The Spirit of God literally recreates us.
神的灵真实的使我们再被造，被再造。
So, what Jesus is talking about here is a supernatural work of the Spirit.
耶稣这里讲的是圣灵的超自然的大能大功。
A powerful work of the Spirit.
一个圣灵的大有能力的再造之功。
It's not just that a man makes a decision.
这不是一个人做了个决志，我决定了。
But he is supernaturally and really changed.
而是他被超自然的真正的改变了。
Now Nicodemus in verse 4 says,
第四节尼哥底母说，
How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
See,
你看，
he had this idea of being born a Jew.
他有这个概念，生出来是个犹太人。
That he was part of the people of God because he was a physical descendant of Abraham.
他是神的百姓，因为他是亚伯拉罕的后代子孙啊。
He's thinking physically.
他想的是物质的生出来。
He had not understood the words of John the Baptist.
他没有明白施洗约翰的话。
Who said, don't think that just because you're children of Abraham that you're really the people of God.
他说不要以为你是亚伯拉罕的后代，你就是神的百姓啊。
God can raise up children of Abraham from these rocks.
神可以从石头里头生出亚伯拉罕的后裔来。
You must be recreated.
你必须被重新再造过。
By the Spirit of God.
借着神的灵重生。
And be made a new creature.
你必须成为新造的人。
Verse 5, Jesus says,
第五节耶稣说,
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
This recreating work of the Spirit,
圣灵的再造的工作,
this cleansing work of the Spirit,
这个圣灵洁净的工作,
is entirely His doing.
完全是他的主权,
it is under His sovereignty.
是他的主权所做的工作,
He determines.
是他决定,
He does the work.
他所做成的。
Remember what we read? If you just hold your place and look in John chapter 1.
如果你手指继续放着，然后翻到约翰一书，我们刚刚读的。
Look in verse 13.
十三节 chapter 5.
John chapter 1.
约翰福音，对不起，约翰福音第一章。
The Gospel of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。Okay, 12.
Who are those in verse 12?
十二节。
Who are those who believe in the name of Christ?
那些相信耶稣的名的人是谁啊？
Verse 13.
十三节说。
They are those who were born.
这个人生啊。
Not of blood.
不是从血气生的。
That means they didn't go back into their mother's womb and be born again.
意思他们没有回到母腹再生出来了，不是。
Not of the will of the flesh. Now look at this.
也不是从情欲生的。
They were not born again because they made a decision.
他们不是因着自己的决志而生的。
Nor of the will of man.
也不是人意生的。
But this was the will of God.
那是从神的主意，神的旨意。
If you are saved,
如果你得救了,
it's because you did make a decision.
因为你的确你决志了，没错。
You did.
你决志了吗？没错。
And you repented.
你也悔改了，没错，是你。
You did.
你是你悔改。
It's what you did.
这是你所做的，没错。
And you believed.
你信了，对。
It's what you did.
是没错，是你做的。
But how did you do it?
你怎么做的呢？ 怎么会感
觉这样？ You're a radically depraved.
你是一个彻底堕落的人。
God-hating monster.
你本来是恨恶神的一个可恶的妖怪，你怎么这么信的呢？你
The Spirit of God
是神的灵
came
来到
you, that day when you became a Christian.
那天当你信主的时候
，Why were you so troubled?
为什么你心里头那么难过，那么要寻求
？The Spirit of God came.
因为神的灵来到。
You don't know. You do not know from where he came.
你不知道他从哪来往哪去。
You did not see where he went.
你也没看到他往哪去。
But when he passed by you,
那是当他从你身边经过，神从谁的意思谁
？You were a new creature.
你就成了新造的人。
You had made a decision before.
你从前你决志过。
It wasn't real.
那不是真的。
That's what you said.
这是你说的，对不对？
But this day,
那一天
it was different.
不同了
Why?
为什么
The Spirit, the living God,
灵来到活神的灵
You see the majesty and power of this.
你看到神的威严，神的能力吗？
So that when we preach,
所以当我们祷告的时候
we don't manipulate men.
我们不用操纵人啊。
We do plead with them.
当然我们恳求他们。
We don't manipulate them.
我们不用什么方法来。
We don't try to get them to agree with us and make a decision.
我们不故意，哎呀，你叫他同意我啊，然后决志啊，不牵着他鼻子。No.
We don't try to get them to say a prayer and then tell them they're saved.
我们也不，哎呀，你跟着我祷告啊，你然后告诉他们你得救了。
We preach the gospel.
我们乃传福音。
And the Spirit of God comes.
然后神的灵就会来到。
And according to His sovereign will, He makes some alive.
借着他的主权的旨意，他会使一些人活过来。他们悔改。
They believe.
他们相信。
And they continue.
他们就继续行下去。
Even if we ignore them as ministers.
甚至我们这些传道人有时候忽略了他们。
Even if we offend them.
甚至我们得罪他们。
They continue.
他们继续不断。
They're not like those who say.
他们不像那些人说。
I'm not going to be a Christian anymore.
哦，我以后不信了。
Because the pastor offended me.
因为牧师叫我绊倒了。
Because no one shakes my hand.
因为没有人跟我牵握手啊。
They continue on.
不，他们继续行下去。
Even if everyone else ignores them.
尽管人人都忽略他们。
Even if people try to kill them.
甚至有人要杀他们。
Why is that?
为什么他们继续？
They have been born again.
他们重生了。
Jesus said in verse 7.
第七节耶稣说。
Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇啊。
The wind blows where it wishes.
风随着意思吹。
Now this is a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
But we can't deny it.
但是我们不能否认它。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The Spirit comes to a person.
当圣灵临到一个人。
The person he chooses.
他所拣选的人。
And the person he chooses when he chooses them.
就是他要选的时候想。
He chooses
在他的时候选择。他不仅选这个人。
He chooses the time.
他也选择他时间。
Paul says this.
保罗也说了。
That when it pleased the Lord to call him.
当神喜悦的时候。
Paul had heard gospel sermons.
保罗从前听过福音的信息啊。
He heard the preaching of Stephen.
他听过斯提凡传福音。
But did God call him that day?
那个时候神有没有呼召他？
Did God give him the new birth that day?
神那个时候有没有叫他重生？
No.
没有。
It was on the road to Damascus.
而乃是在大马色的路上。
He said right there.
他说在那。
The Spirit of God came.
神的灵到。
Now I want you to think about something.
我要你思考一件事。
You say, well, no, Paul got saved because Christ appeared to him.
你说不，保罗得救因为基督向他显现啊。
I mean, that was the reason.
所以他得救了。
Really?
真的吗？
Well, he appeared to the Pharisees.
他也向法利赛人显现了。
3 years he taught among them. Jesus appeared to the Pharisees and walked among them for 3 years.
耶稣在法利赛人当中三年的时间当中。
He did miracles.
他行了许多神迹奇事。
They rejected him.
但他们却拒绝他。
I want to tell you something. Paul would have rejected Jesus on the road to Damascus.
我告诉你啊，保罗也可能在去大马色的路上拒绝耶稣。
Nicodemus says right here, we know you're from God.
尼哥底母说，我们知道你是从神来的。
And yet later on, they're going to crucify him.
但是后来他们要钉他十字架。
Why was Paul converted on that day?
为什么保罗那一天会得救呢？
It wasn't just the appearing of Jesus.
不仅仅是耶稣向他显现而已。
The Spirit blows where it wishes.
那是风随着意思吹，圣灵随意而行。
You don't know where it comes from.
你不知道从哪来。
Or where it's going.
往哪去。
You see.
看到吗？
We are men, women, preachers, utterly dependent upon the Spirit of God.
我们是一些传道人士，完全依靠圣灵才能行事。
Verse 9, Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be?
第九节，尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这事呢？
Jesus answered and said to him, You are a teacher of Israel and do not understand these things?
耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？
So many evangelists today,
今天很多传道人啊，
preachers,
讲道人，
they do not understand these things.
他们不明白这事。
They claim to teach the deep things of God.
他们自称我们在宣讲深奥的道理。
But they don't even understand the basics.
但他们连最基本的都不明白。
And because of that,
因此
they manipulate men.
他们就操纵人，玩弄人的情感。
They get men to pray little prayers.
他们叫人跟着他们做祷告。
They do all sorts of things to attract men.
他们用各样的方法来吸引人来信主。
They do not understand these.
但他们不明白这事。
Now let's go to Ezekiel.
我们翻到以西结书 37章。
Ezekiel 37 verse 1.
37章第一节。
The hand of the Lord was upon me.
耶和华的灵，原文作手。降在我的身上。
If you're going to be a preacher,
如果你要做传道人，
this must be said about you.
你必须也是如此。
The hand of the Lord was upon me.
耶和华的灵，他的手降在我身上。
He knew it.
他知道。
And he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley.
耶和华借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原，
If you are going to be God's preacher in China,
如果你要在中国做神的传道人，
the hand of the Lord must be upon you.
神的手必须在你身上。
And he must bring you out.
他的灵必须把你带出去。
He must lead you by his spirit.
他必须借着他的灵引导你。
This is essential.
这是必须的。
This is not about talent.
这不是什么恩赐啊，才干的问题。
It's not about intellect.
也不是什么聪明智慧学问的问题。
It's not about just being smart.
也不仅仅是聪明就够了。
But the hand of the Lord is upon you.
神的手必须在你身上。
And it says that it set him down in a valley.
好，把他放在平原中啊。
In the middle of a valley.
在平原当中。
And it was full of bones.
这个平原变满了骸骨。
Bones.
骨头啊。
Scattered.
到处是死人骨头。
Out of order.
乱七八糟，一片混乱。
Ruined.
全部毁灭掉的。
Verse 2.
第二节。
He caused me to pass among them round and about.
他使我从骸骨的四围经过。
Now why did he do that?
为什么神要他这么做？
He wanted this preacher to know something.
他要这个传道人认识一件事。
He wanted him to understand these things are dead.
他要他明白这些是死的骨头啊。
He wanted him to understand the impossibility of his task.
他要他明白他是不可能成就的事情。这是他。
He wanted him to fully understand this was totally beyond him.
他要他完全明白这是完全超越他自己能力所能够办到的事。
So that he would not depend upon the arm of the flesh.
好叫他不依赖血肉的膀臂。
And
还有
so that he would not claim the victory as his own when those bones came alive.
当这些骸骨复活的时候，他也不会自夸这是靠他的能力。
Completely the opposite of most evangelism done today.
这与今天大多数传道人所做的恰恰相反。
They don't understand how dead men are.
他们不明白人是死到什么地步了。
They depend on the arm of the flesh in order to supposedly win souls.
他们靠着人的血肉膀臂来所谓的赢得人的灵魂呐。
And then they boast about how many people got converted under their ministry.
然后他们夸口，哇，我因着我的传道事工，多少人得救啊
！Is that the way it is in China too?
嗯哼。中国是不是如此？
Spurgeon was a great preacher.
斯布真是一个伟大的讲道人。
Not just because he knew God.
不仅是因为他认识神。
He knew men.
他也认识人。
He knew what they were.
他知道人是到底什么光景。
And it caused him to depend upon God.
因此他完全的依靠神，不靠自己。
And then in verse 2.
好，第二节。
And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley.
而且有极多的，谁知平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。
And lo, they were very dry.
而且极其枯干，干透了。
Now, this is not people who have recently been killed.
这些人不是刚刚死掉的人啊。
Because then you could say, well, maybe...They were just partly dead.
你可以说哦，也许他们没有完全死掉，昏掉了。
Maybe there was still some life in them.
也许他们里头还有点生命气息啊。
No.
不。
They were bones.
他们是骨头骸骨。
And it doesn't just, it's not content to say they were bones.
而且不仅是骨头而已啊。
They were dry.
而且是枯干。
They had no marrow in them.
他们里头没有任何的筋，没有肌肉。
That part in the middle of the bone, they had none of that.
就是两根骨头中间那个相连的那些东西都没了，筋骨都没了。
There was absolutely nothing that could be done for these bones.
这些死人骨头你根本没法叫他活过来。
Thousands of years later,
千年后
we have all this great medical technology.
我们今天有现代的科技，技术发达。
We still cannot make dry bones come back alive.
我们也不能够使枯骨重新复苏，活过来。
And absolute impossibility.
这是一个绝对不可能办到的事情。
Verse 3.
第三节。
He said to me.
他对我说。
Son of man, can these bones live?
这些骸骨能复活吗？
This is an amazing question.
这是一个很
you see,
不可思议的问题。
God's not only going to work in these bones.
你知道，神不仅要在这枯骨当中动工。
God's working in the preacher.
神也在传道人心里动工。
He's got to be sure that preacher is absolutely convinced.
他要这个传道人啊，确定，绝对确定。
There is nothing that can be done.
他什么都做不了。
Now I want you to see something.
好，我要你看件事啊。
Son of man, can these bones live?
人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？
And I answered.
我说。
O Lord God, you know.
主耶和华，你是知道的。
What a beautiful answer.
这是一个美好的答案啊。
Because it shows some incredible things to us.
这里我们看到一些很难以置信的事。
The prophet does not presume upon God.
先知并没有认为自己都知道了。
He does not say, yes, they can live.
他没有说、哦、是他们可以活过来。
And I know you will make them live.
我知道你会叫他们活过来。
If I preach, you're going to bless the preaching.
如果我传道，你会祝福我所传的道。
At this point, he's not even thinking about preaching.
在这个时刻，他根本没想到想到。
He doesn't even know why he's there.
他也不知道为什么他站在那儿。
No one can help these bones.
没有人能够帮助这些骸骨。
So he doesn't presume upon God.
所以他没有先入为主，他没有强迫神做什么。
But he doesn't doubt God either.
但他也不怀疑神能做。
He doesn't say it's impossible.
他也没说不可能。
It'll never work.
他说、哦、不可能，永远活不过来。
There's no hope.
没有希望了，我绝望了，不。
He says, "O Lord God."
哦，主耶和华。
O Lord God.
哦，主耶和华。
What is he saying?
他说的是什么
？You're God.
你的神。
And you're Lord.
你是神，你是主。
You can do anything.
你是无所不能的。
And that's the way we've got to be when we preach.
当我们传道的时候，我们也要有这样的态度。
Lord, you can do anything you want at any time.
主啊， 你是神，你在任何时候做任何事情，照着你的旨意，你都可以做。
If you want these bones to stay there until they turn to powder, they will.
如果你要这些骸骨在那儿留在那儿，一直到它化灰为止，那你可以让它如此。
And if you want to raise them up as a mighty army in one moment,
但是如果你要在一刻之间使它成为一群大军
，You can.
你也可以。
You can.
你能。
He says, "You know."
主耶华，你是知道的。
I'll share with you one of my little prayer secrets.
我跟你讲，告诉你一个我祷告的秘诀啊。
When I'm before the Lord,
当我在神面前
，and I feel like everything's falling apart,
当我觉得一切都崩溃了，一切都哎呀，
and I have no strength,
我一点力量都没了。
I don't say a lot of words.
我不多说话。
I don't inform the Lord about everything that's going wrong.
我也不报告上帝一切的事情。
I don't even really ask him to fix the situation.
我也不请他医治这个情况。
The thing that gives me the most comfort
给我最大的安慰的是
is to sit before the Lord at night.
就在晚上坐在神面前。
When nothing is going right,
当一切都崩溃了，分崩离析了
，and look up into heaven,
然后仰望天
，and just say this,
说
two words,
两个字
，you know,
你知道
，you know,
你知道
，what strength that gives us,
哦，给我何等大的力量
，the Lord God of heaven,
天地的主宰
，he knows,
他知道。
He knows exactly what I need.
他知道到底我需要的是什么。
He knows exactly what needs to be done.
他也知道所需要做的是什么。
He knows when it ought to be done.
他也知道什么时候需要做。
He knew it before the world was made.
创始之前他就知道要做什么。
He knows.
他一切都明白。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Again he said to me.
他又对我说。
Prophesy over these bones.
你向这些骸骨发预言说。
What a useless thing to do.
这是徒劳无功的事吗
？What a foolish thing to do.
简直是傻子才会做这样的事。
I mean, surely we ought to bring in some doctors or something.
我们应该请一些医生来啊，做些事情有用的吗
？I'm a preacher.
我是个传道人。
The greatest physicians in the world can't help these bones.
世界上最高明的医生帮不了这些骸骨。
You talk about an act of faith.
你想什么叫做信心啊
？Brother, that's an act of faith.
哎，这是真信心哎。
You know, I've heard stories a couple of times in my life.
你知道，在我生命中，我听了几次这个故事啊。
About preachers who started a church.
那些传道人，他们开始建立教会了。
A little preacher goes into a town.
一个小传道人到一个城镇里头去。
He rents a little building.
他租了一个房子。
Puts out the chairs.
然后把椅子排出来。
Got his pulpit there.
然后呢，放了个讲台在上面。
Sunday morning, the church starts. Church meeting time starts.
然后就时间到了，就聚会开始了。
And he waits, and nobody comes.
他等啊等啊，没人来听到。
And so.He gets behind the pulpit.
结果他就跑到我讲台后边。
And he says, "Now we're going to begin our worship service."
要开始我们的敬拜。
And there's nobody there.
没人。
Nobody.
一个人都没有。
But he says to himself, "God called me to start a church."
他就对自己说，神呼召我建职堂。
I'm going to have church.
我会有教会的。
So he sings a few songs behind the pulpit.
他就在那儿领诗，在讲台上。
And nobody's there.
没人在那儿。
He preaches.
他就开始讲道
with all his might.
把全心全意的讲
Because God told him to start a church.
因为神要我开始建立教会
Nobody's even there.
没人在那儿听
By faith.
凭着信心
I know one preacher who did this.
我知道一个传道人就这么做哈
And the next Sunday, a lady came to church.
下个礼拜一个老太太来教会了
And he said, "Why have you come?"
他说为什么你来啊
I'm glad you're here.
我很高兴你来。
She said, I came because last Sunday I walked by the door.
因为上个礼拜我经过这个教会门口。
And I saw this crazy man preaching to nobody.
我看到这个傻瓜在那跟没有人讲道。
And I thought to myself, what would make a man do that?
我说一个人怎么会干这样的傻事呢？
I have to come and see.
我要来看看到底咋回事。
Paul says that preaching is foolish.
保罗说，讲道是愚拙的道理。
It's foolishness.
是愚拙的道理。
But it is the thing.
神就借着这个。
That God uses.
神所用的。
To raise dead men.
使死人复活。
That's what's so spectacular.
这就是讲道的奇迹。
He uses the weakest thing he can find.
他使用了最软弱的器皿。
Or let me say it this way.
这么说好了。
He finds the weakest men he can find.
他寻找那最软弱的人。
He gives them the weakest tool he can find.
他又为他找到最软弱的工具。
And then he goes tells them to do the absolute impossible.
他差派他们去做那绝对不可能办到的事。
You mean I'm going to preach to this crowd?
你说你要我传福音给这一群人
？Who want to kill me?
要杀我的人
？And you're going to use it to save somebody?
你要使用我的讲道来拯救一些人
？Again, he said to me, verse 4.
第四节。
Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
他又对我说，你向这些骸骨发预言说，枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。
Dry bones don't have ears.
枯干的骸骨没有耳朵哎。
He's obeying God.
以西结在顺服神。
God is going to raise the dead.
神就会使死人复活。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Thus says the Lord God to these bones.
耶和华对这些骸骨如此说。
Behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life.
看到我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
I will put sinews on you.
我必给你加上筋。
Make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord.
使你们长肉，又将皮。遮蔽你们，使你们使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
Now notice，
好，请注意啊。
Ezekiel，
以西结
，in verse 4，
第四节
，speaks to the bones，
向骸骨说预言。
But notice in verse 5，
再注意第五节
，God must also speak to the bones，
神也必须对这些骸骨说话。
It's just like when a young man or an old man, let's say.
正如譬如一个老人啊。
He's heard preaching 1,000 times.
他可能听福音听了1,000次了。
The preacher has spoken to him.
传道人传了1,000次了。
1,000 times.
1,000次了。
So what was different on the day of his conversion?
当他得救的那一天有什么不同呢
？It wasn't just the preacher speaking to him.
不仅是传道人在说话。
God spoke to him.
耶和华也说话，向他说话。
This is amazing.
叫人惊讶，不可思议。
Now notice in verse 6.
再看第六节。
That when God deals with a man.
当神对付一个人的时候。
He doesn't deal with him halfway.
他不是就一半半途而废就了事。
He doesn't just put sinew on him.
他不仅给他加上筋而已。
And leave him like that.
然后只有筋的骨头。
He completes the work he starts.
他会完成他所开始的工作。
It's the same way in the Christian life.
基督徒的生命也是如此。
God doesn't just justify someone.
神不仅仅使人称义。
And then not work in their life.
然后就把他放在一边了。不。
He who justifies.
不，那称我们为义的
also sanctifies,
也会使我们成圣
and he sanctifies them until he ultimately glorifies them in heaven.
他使他们成圣直到他们在天上得荣耀为止
he finishes the work he starts.
他所开始的善功他必要成就直到耶稣基督
and this was Paul's great confidence.
这就是保罗的很大的信心
I am confident of this very thing.
他说这是我满怀的信心。
That he who began a good work in you will finish it.
那开始在你们里面动了善功的必成全直到耶稣基督。
Now look in 7.
再看第七节。
So I prophesied as I was commanded.
于是我遵命说预言。
Oh, that's powerful.
哇，这可有能力了。
Why do you preach?
为什么你传道？
He commanded you to preach.
因为他命令你要传。
And he commanded you without a promise.
他命令你虽然没有给你应许。
You may preach your entire life.
你可能一辈子是拼命传道。
And see nothing.
却看不到任何果效。
Yet he commanded you to preach.
但是他命令你必须要传。
And you must do it.
你就必须说预言传道。
And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone.
正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联络。
Now look, he prophesied.
他正在讲道，说预言呢。
And while he was prophesying,
当他正在传道，说预言的时候
，this happened.
这些发生了。
Sometimes when I am preaching.
比如说，当我正在讲道的时候。
This will happen.
这个也会发生。
And it is a great joy.
叫人真是欢喜快乐。
I remember the first time it happened.
我记得第一次发生的时候。
I was about 25 years old.
我那时候差不多25岁。
And I was preaching in a church.
我在那个教会里讲道。
And it was in a church where they would give an invitation.
这个教会他们是喜欢邀请人觉知信主的。
For people to come forward.
到前面来。
And five people came forward.
五个人到前面来。
And I asked them.
我就问他们。
Why have you come forward?
为什么你到前面来?
Now most of the time people will say things like I want to be saved.
大多数情况人会说我要得救。
Each one of them said this.
每个人都这么说。
I've come forward.
我到前面来。
Because
因为,
about halfway through your sermon.
你讲到讲一半的时候。
God saved me.
神就救了我了。已经救了。
God did it.
神救他。
They didn't have to be led in a prayer by me.
他们不需要我带他们做觉知祷告。
God did it.
神救他们了。
God gave them birth.
神赐给他们永生了。
And they knew it.
生命了，他们知道。
They came up to tell me.
他们到前面来告诉我。
That God had already saved them.
神已经救了他们了。
Thank you very much.
谢谢你。
Now, it doesn't always happen that way.
不见得次次都是这样。
We may have to counsel and pray.
有时候我们需要帮助他们、辅导他们、带他们祷告。
It is good to see that.
但是很看到这样的情况，我们也很高兴。
That God is the one.
神在动工。
What we are doing is we are prophesying.
我们所做的不过是讲道、说预言而已。
And God is doing the saving.
而神是在做那拯救的工作。
There's so much power here.
这里有好大的能力。
Compared to what we have done.
跟我们所做的能比，这是能力大的不得了。
The sinner's prayer.
罪人的觉知祷告。
The manipulation.
人的操纵。
In big evangelistic crusades.
大布道会上。
They play the slow music.
他们就用那种美妙的音乐。
They lower the lights.
哦，把那个灯光弄得暗暗淡淡的各种颜色。
They invite people to come forward.
邀请人到前面来。
And now think about this.
你想啊。
They also.
他们也。
Before the meetings even start.
在聚会之前呢。
They put Christians all throughout the auditorium.
他们在这个听众当中放了很多基督徒掺杂在其间。
Christians who are trained.
这些已经受过训练的基督徒啊。
So that when they give the invitation for sinners to come.
传道人邀请罪人来悔改觉知的时候。
These Christians come.
这些基督徒先起来，先过来。
In order to make it easier for the sinners.
煽动他们，然后使罪人更容易跟着来。
Because they see people down there.
因为他们看到人已经来了。
My dear friend.
亲爱的朋友。
That's manipulation.
这个是操纵啊，这是玩手段啊，小动作。
Now I want you to realize something in verse 7.
第七节，我要你看见一些事啊。
Ezekiel is prophesying.
以西结在说预言，就是讲道。
And God is working.
神正在动工。
And in verse 8.
第八节。
Ezekiel is observing.
以西结在观看。 观察。
He's not the one causing this to happen.
不是他使这些事情发生的。
He's standing there with his mouth dropped wide open.
他站在那儿，瞠目结舌。
Now think about this.
你想想。
He is seeing dried bones rise up out of the ground.
他看到这些枯干的骸骨从地上站起来。
He is seeing flesh and sinew cover them.
他看到筋跟骨肉都遮盖了。
It was wonderful.
这简直不可思议。
It was terrifying.
也是叫人惊吓。
It was not what he wasn't doing it.
不是以西结所成的事。
He was observing.
他不过在观看而已。
It was the power of God.
是神的大能在成就这一切。
So many times we'll read things like this.
有时候我们读这些话。
And will not realize how terrifying it actually must have been.
我们不知道当时当场的景况是如何的叫人毛骨悚然啊。
And how marvelous.
而且何等的叫人惊讶。
Let me give
you an example. 我给你一个例子。
Isaiah 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah says, woe is me, I am undone.
以赛亚说，哦呀，我有祸了，我是嘴唇不洁的。
I am a man of unclean lips.
我嘴唇不洁啊。
And so an angel takes a coal off of the altar.
是一个天使基路伯拿了一块炭火。
And he puts it to Ezekiel's mouth.
放在他的嘴唇上。
To cleanse it.
摸它，然后
洁净它。Beautiful picture.
哦，多美丽的图画啊，我们说。
Have you ever had a hot coal stuck to your mouth?
你有没有试过用火热的炭碰你的嘴唇？
Do you think it was beautiful?
你说这很美丽的图画吗？
This coal was so hot, the angel wouldn't touch it.
这个炭火如此之热，天使不敢碰它。
He picked it up with some tongs.
他是用一对铲子把它捏起来的。
And he puts it on the most sensitive part of Isaiah's body.
他放在以赛亚最敏感的身体最敏感的部分。
It was horrible.
叫人吓死了。
You see how we can read the Bible?
你看我们可以读圣经啊。
And totally miss the picture?
完全不明白他的意思。
I mean, this is amazing.
这个简直不可思议。
And I'm sure Isaiah was there. I mean, Ezekiel was there with his mouth dropped open.
我相信以西结在那儿。
Maybe he had even fallen to the ground.
他可能匍匐在地。
Oh, this is the way. This should be the attitude of the preacher.
这也应该是传道人的心态。
When God is saving men,
当神拯救人的时候
it ought to be amazing to him.
他应该哇觉得不可思议
It ought to be terrifying to him.
应该使他胆战心惊
He should almost do like Peter.
他应该像彼得一样
And say, depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man.
离开我，因为我是个罪人
You shouldn't have used a man like me to see this.
你不能怎么应该用我这样的人看到这样子的奇迹我不配
This is amazing.
这是奇迹啊。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Then he said to me,
主对我说
Prophesy to the breath.
人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言。
Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath.
你要向风说预言，说
Thus says the Lord God.
主耶和华如此说。
Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may come to life.
气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。
This is the work of the Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is John 3.
这是约翰福音第三章。
Spirit comes from where you do not know.
圣灵风随着意思吹，你不晓得从哪来。
And he goes to where you do not know.
他去哪你也不知道。
But when he passes by,
但是当圣灵的风吹过的时候，
everything is changed.
一切都会改变。
And as preachers,
身为传道人，
we ought to be crying out.
我们需要呼求神，
that the Spirit of the Living God would come.
愿永活神的灵临到。
And breathe on these dead.
向这些死人吹气。
Breathe on these dead.
给他们生命气息。
We have an impossible work to do.
我们所做的事情是人办不到的。
It is ridiculously impossible.
这简直是叫人荒唐，不可能办到的事。
The Spirit comes.
但神的灵来到。
Breathe on them.
圣灵的风吹在他们身上。
It's just like in the day of creation.
就像在创造之日。
The Spirit is hovering over the water.
神的灵在水上运行。
He's creating and giving life.
他在创造赐下生命。
It was His work.
是他的工作。
That's why the idea of evolution is very close to blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
所以进化论这种想法简直是跟亵渎神相距不远了。
Life was not an accident.
生命不是意外产生的。
It flows from this work of the Spirit of God.
是从神的灵而流出来的。
Breathing upon creation.
是神的灵。吹气在所造之上。
Remember when the Lord breathed upon his disciples.
你记得当主向门徒吹气的时候。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
说接受圣灵吧。领受圣灵。
Verse 10.
第十节。
So I prophesied as he commanded me.
于是我遵命说预言。
And breath came into them.
气息就进入骸骨。
And they came to life and stood on their feet.
骸骨便活了。并且站起来
An exceedingly great army.
成为极大的军队
Oh. Now let's look at this for a moment.
我们看看这个啊，看一看。
The preacher prophesied.
传道人说预言。
The spirit breathed.
神的灵就吹气。
And they came to life.
他们就活过来。
They didn't just make a decision.
他们不仅仅不是决志啊。
They didn't pray a prayer.
他们也没跟做决志祷告。
They came to life.
他们就活过来。
The preacher did not have to tell them they were now alive.
传道人没必要告诉他们你现在活了啊，你重生了。
They knew they were alive.
他们知道他们活过来了。
How did they know?
怎么知道？
Because they were alive.
因为他们的确活过来。
They were showing all the signs of life.
他们有生命的迹象。
And this life that was given to them,
这所赐给他们的生命
it wasn't a puny, sickly life.
不是那些哎呀很微弱的快要奄奄一息的生命
It was real life.
那是真正的生命
It was strong life.
是强壮的生命
They became an exceedingly great army.
他们成了极大的军队，生气勃勃的。
We have this idea in American Christianity.
美国基督教有这种想法。
That a person can be saved.
一个人可以得救啊。
And never bear fruit.
得救之后不用结果子。
And never walk with Christ.
不用与基督同行。
Be completely given over to the world.
可以继续在世界上混下去。
Can even deny Christ.
甚至可以否定基督。
Become an atheist.
甚至成为无神论者。
And still be saved.
仍然是得救的人。
They call it the carnal Christian.
他们称之为属肉体的基督徒。
Three levels.
有三个不同的层次。
Lost men.
失落的人。
Carnal saved men.
属肉体的但是得救的人。
And spiritual saved men.
和得救的属灵人。
Those are the three levels in the American church.
这是美国教会的三个不同的层次啊。
We don't see these levels here.
这里头没有这样的人。
We see dead men.
我们看死人。
And we see men that have been made alive.
还有那些活人。
In the kingdom of Christ,
在基督的国度里
there are not carnal Christians and spiritual Christians.
也没有所谓属肉体的基督徒跟属灵的基督徒。
There are Christians,
就是基督徒
and carnal men who call themselves Christians but are lost.
和那些属肉体的人，他们自称为基督徒，但其实是失落的不幸的人。
Do Christians sin?
基督徒犯罪吗？
Yes.
是的。
Can Christians fall into grievous sin?
基督徒可不能犯很大的罪啊。
Yes, they can.
当然可能。
Can they stay there?
但他们能够继续在罪中吗？
Can they continue in carnality all their lives?
能够继续一辈子在属肉体中生活吗？
Without growth.
没有任何成长。
Without fruit.
没有任何果子。
Without discipline.
没有任何受神管教。
Absolutely not.
绝对不可能。
No.
不。
Because when the Spirit of God raises someone from the dead,
因为当神的灵使死人复活之后
they are raised from the dead.
他们是真正活过来了。
And they walk.
他们会行走。
They walk.
他们继续行下去。
In verse 11.
十一节。
Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off.
主对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说， 我们的骸骨枯干，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽了。
It is the preacher's job.
是传道人的职责。
To help a man see what Israel was seeing about themselves.
帮助一个人看到以色列人所看到自己的光景。
We preach about depravity.
我们传讲人的全然堕落。
We preach about sin and the law.
我们传讲律法和罪。
We preach about the futility of this life without God.
我们讲到这个世界没有上帝是何等的空虚绝望。
That men might say our bones are dried up.
好叫人说，哎呀，我们的骨头枯干了。
We have no hope.
我们已经绝望了。
We are cut off from God.
我们的指望失去了，与神隔绝了。
Cut off from life.
我们跟生命隔绝了。
We teach men these things.
我们教导人这些事情。
But we do not leave them there.
但是我们不把他留在绝望中。
We lead them to dungeons.
我们把他带到地牢里。
We lead them to condemnation.
我们带把他们带到定罪中。
So that we might lead them to life.
好叫我们把他们带到生命里。
They must see that they're cut off.
他们必须看到自己与神隔绝了。
That they might look to Christ.
好叫他们仰望基督。
Therefore prophesy and say to them.
所以十二节你们要发，你要发预言。
Thus says the Lord God.
对他们说，主耶和华如此说。
Behold.
我的名啊。
He says, look.
他说看啊。
I will open your graves.
我必开你们的坟墓。
Well, what about the preacher who says this?
那些传道人这么说的话，那怎么办？
He tells the sinner.
他对罪人说，
You take the first step.
你要采取第一步行动。
And God will take the next.
然后神就会采取第二步。
Tell that to a dead man.
你告诉个死人吧。
God will meet you halfway.
神会你起来一半，神就帮助你。
You do your part.
你做你的那个责任。
God will do His.
神会做他的。
That's not what it says here.
这不是他说的。
God says Ezekiel.
神说以西结啊。
Israel.
以色列人啊。
Now stand back.
现在你退到后面去。
And behold the glory and power of God.
你看看神的荣耀跟神的能力。
I will open your graves.
我必开你们的坟墓。
I will cause you to come out of your graves.
我使你们从坟中出来。
I will make you my people.
我要领你们进入以色列地。
I will bring you to the place I have for you.
我要使你成为我的百姓。
I will do this.
我会做这些事。
And when I do this,
当我做这些事的时候，
you will know that I am Lord.
你们就知道我是耶和华了。
They'll know He's Lord.
你们会知道我是耶和华。
Because He did everything.
因为他成就了一切。
So then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come out of your graves, my people.
我开你们坟墓，现在从坟中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。十三节。
Now look at the confidence of verse 14.
再看十四节，他的信心。
I will put my spirit within you.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
And you will come to life.
你们就要活了。
It's not that I'm going to give you my spirit.
不是，我会给你们灵啊，给你我的灵。
And sit by helplessly, hoping that you'll correspond.
然后我坐在旁边看你，希望你能够回应。不
says you will come to life.
那是说你就必活过来。
And he says, I will place you on your own land.
我将你们安置在本地。
I'm not going to wring my hands, hoping that you'll just follow me.
我不会在那儿，哎呀，不知所措啊，希望你能够跟随我，盼望如此，不。
He says, I'm going to do it.
他说我会做，我就要。
Then you will know that I am the Lord.
你们就知道我耶和华如此说。
That I, the Lord, have spoken and done it.
我如此说也如此成就了。
I didn't just help you.
我不仅仅帮帮你而已。
I didn't work with you.
我不仅仅跟你一起合作。
I spoke it.
我说了。
And I did it.
我也如此成就。
This reminds us of Genesis.
这就叫我们想的创
世纪。The Lord said,
耶和华说
，Let there be light，
有光
，and there was light，
就有光。
He spoke it，
他说
，and it was，
就成就。
Now I want you to see something that's very important。
我要你看一件很重要的事。
We see this in verse 13 and verse 14。
我们在十三、十四节看到这个。
One of the great purposes of salvation，
救恩里一个最主要的目的。
We see it in Exodus also。
我们在出埃及记也看到。
God saves men.
神拯救人。
So that men will know he is God.
好叫人知道他是耶和华。
He will not only justify them.
他不仅仅使他们称义。
But he will sanctify them.
他也使他们成圣。
He will transform them.
他也会改变他们。
So that people will see him as demonstrations of his, see them as demonstrations of his power.
好叫人看到他们是神的能力的彰显的代表。
But that's not happening today.
但今天这些事并没有发生。
Because of these preachers.
因为这些传道人啊。
Who pray prayers with unconverted men.
他们跟那些没信主的人跟他们祷告。
Who affirm the salvation of the wicked.
他告诉那些邪恶的人你们得救了。
And so the church looks like a joke.
所以教会就像个马戏团一样。
Filled with wicked carnal men.
充满了那些邪恶没有改变的人。
And the world looks at that.
世界看到教会。
And instead of saying, behold the power of God.
他们不说看哪、啊、神的大能彰显在此。
They laugh.
他们笑话教会。
And it's primarily the fault of the preacher.
主要是传道人的责任。
Not true preaching.
不是真正的讲道。
No church discipline.
没有教会纪律。
So these are the things that are so important.
这些是很重要的事。
Salvation is a demonstration of the power of the living God.
救恩彰显了这位活神的大能。
And I would say the greatest demonstration.
我会说这是神大能最大的彰显。
Even greater than the very creation of the universe.
甚至比创造世界所彰显的能力更大。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, thank you for this day.
父神为今天感谢。
Thank you for your scriptures, Lord.
感谢为你的道，感谢你。
Use this.
你用这个话。
For your glory and your people's benefit.
为了你的荣耀，也为了你百姓的益处。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.